Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. My name is Derek Bullard. In recent news, the city of Sherbrooke has decided to cut a significant annual subsidy of $38,000 to the Sherbrooke Tenants Association. We'll be discussing the implications of this decision, the services affected, and the broader impact on tenants in Sherbrooke. First, let's hear from our guest, Mr. Leo Boivin.
Yeah, so my name is Leo Boivin. I'm a member of the Sherbrooke Tenants Union, so ALS, Association de Locataires de Sherbrooke, board of directors since 2021. And on the side, I'm also a master's student in chemistry at the University of Sherbrooke.
When the city of Sherbrooke decided to cut a substantial annual subsidy of $38,000 to the association, our guest explains that this had a huge impact on their operations. He walks us through the essential role the Tenants Union plays as a nonprofit, emphasizing the significant reliance on grants and subsidies, particularly the one from the city of Sherbrooke.
Yeah, so the ILS is a nonprofit providing community services, and the bulk of our support, actually over 90%, comes from various grants and subsidies from different levels of government. And actually, the subsidy from the city of Sherbrooke, so $38,000 thereabouts, is the second largest cash inflow for our organization, representing about one third of our annual revenue. And what needs to be known is that the entirety of our revenue is used directly for our services, since we're a nonprofit. So there isn't any extra we can rely on, and this cut has a very big impact on our finances.
So now the question arises, what's the plan moving forward?
So the grant cut by the city consisted of support for the pre-information and support service. So that's regarding rather day-to-day disagreements between tenants and landlords, for example, and it was provided by our employees. But, this service involved everything from emotional support, active listening to the tenant's story and viewpoint, providing advice and information relative to their problems, and even support in implementing the solution decided by the tenant. So as you can understand, this is a very extremely work-intensive service. And without the subsidy, we won't be able to maintain it because every service requires resources. And without these resources, we can't be expected to work under impossible circumstances. So we're currently actively investigating viable options to bring the service back. But realistically, without the subsidy, it won't be possible for us to do that.
Now our guest, Mr. Boivin, goes into detail and explains what the impact is on the tenants within the association.
Yeah, so previously to the cut, tenants could call the Association de Locataires during business hours and obtain straightforward information and support, obtain an appointment also with our staff, to have their situation explained, the various solutions they could try, and also to be informed of their rights. So this was a main part of the work our employees were doing on a day-to-day basis. And this is something that no other organization in Sherbrooke does. So there's no other community association doing this. And the city for sure doesn't do it. The OMH doesn't do it. And the town either. It's not their mission. So their mission is to provide housing and provide a service to search for housing. But none of them have a mission to inform tenants on their rights and to inform them on how they can defend those rights. And so without this service, you can expect tenants to be much more vulnerable to greedy landlords and landlords in general, because without knowing their rights and knowing how to defend them, it's going to be much more easy for those rights to be circumvented.
We were curious to ask about the current structure within the organization, particularly regarding permanent positions. Given this subsidy cut, there's most likely an anticipation of changes. Our guest provides insights into these existing positions and the potential repercussions of the funding reduction.
So already with our revenue and our needs, we weren't able to have full-time staff. So right now we have three part-time staff. But with our finances, we weren't able to fund three permanent positions. We only have three part-time positions. And with this one-third of our budget gone, realistically, we'll have to cut one of these three postings. And apart from the fact that our services will have to be cut, other services that were not covered by the grant will also, it's also possible to see that they'll be, that they also suffer from this because less people will be available to work on those services.
Our guest goes on to explain the crucial role the association plays in alleviating the housing crisis in Sherbrooke.
So the Association de la Cataire, since the beginning of the 2000s, had a very nice partnership with the city of Sherbrooke. So we actually helped during the July 1st effort to temporarily house unhoused tenants and find some new place for them to be. And this service of finding new accommodations went on year-long at the Association de la Cataire. However, with the creation of the staff, so the service, service by the city to find new housing, this was eventually found to be redundant at the Association de la Cataire. So we were cut out of these efforts and by the city. And now the city also cut us out of the other service we were providing, which is information and advice on day-to-day problems. But apart from this, apart from defending individual tenants' rights, which is one part of our mission, the second part of our mission is defending collective rights for tenants. And this is accomplished by defending various political positions, such as the socialization of all rented housing across Quebec, and also the holding of a transparent, independent inquiry on the housing crisis across Quebec. And these are demands that we mobilize around quite frequently in support, with the support of various community groups and working groups.
So the question had to be asked, what exactly was the city's reasoning behind this decision, and did they explain exactly why? And of course, has the association explored any alternative funding?
Yeah, so the city claims that the services provided by the ILF, covered by the subsidy, they claim are for the July 1st efforts and year-long partners searching. So they say that these are already provided by the city and its partners themselves. And so that the extra expense through the association is no longer justified. This, however, is false because the subsidy clearly funds the tenant support service, which is not and has never been provided by the city. So the city is, in our opinion, operating on a false impression that our key services are redundant, which they obviously are not. Unfortunately, short-sightedness will cause tenants to be left without this crucial service, as neither the city, nor the OMH, nor the STAL will come to their aid concerning housing-related legal problems. So the alternatives will investigate them internally, and we plan to consult on our membership in mid-January to find some immediate solutions. But for long-term solutions, realistically, we will need more funding to come in, either by the city or other levels of government.
Mr. Boivin now hints at potential call to action, mentioning a petition and other avenues to assist the association.
Yes, so available on the Facebook page of the Association de la Cataire de Sherbrooke, you can find a petition that we encourage you to sign. You can also voice your concerns to your councillor and to the mayor, assistant mayor in this case, so that they know that tenants back the Association de la Cataire and the population also back Association de la Cataire, so that we can continue providing year-long services.
Thank you to our guest, Mr. Leo Boivin, board director at the Association des Locataires du Sherbrooke, or the Sherbrooke's Tenant Association. My name is Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.